Absolutely. And as a senior cybersecurity consultant, what would you say are some of the challenges moving forward in terms of protecting these corporations, and not only corporations, but individuals from being attacked?
So I think that's, it's interesting because there's a lot of different ways you can kind of go at this question. But from the perspective of, 2016 now, right, we're seeing more attacks than we did yet last year. And I think we'll see more and more with just the changing landscape in terms of technology and innovation and whatnot. It's really critical to look at awareness. And like you mentioned before, making sure that at least you have that, baseline awareness, whether that's in your organization, within a government, within, that general populace, it's important to understand what are the risks. And then understanding how you can deal with those is the first step, I think, really, right? And I think it's definitely challenging, but I think, what I do with my clients and what I do with the work I do is make sure that, they're aware of the risks. They know where they are in terms of maturity, and they understand, over the next few years where they have to get to be more protected. So you'll never, like I said before, you'll never be fully protected. And it's almost inevitable that you will be attacked and you will be breached. But being able to respond quickly to a breach and to deal with it as it's happening and to, first of all, detect it is critical because, knowing a breach is happening or knowing an attack's underway allows you to quickly respond and to, react fast enough to make sure that your critical information is safe. Not having that visibility, not having that awareness, you won't have that.
I strongly agree with you, and the next question I wanted to focus on consists of your personal experience working as a senior cybersecurity consultant at Mandiant. What would you say are some of the programs that you have developed in order to address complex challenges in cybersecurity?
So we really focus on, at least my part of work at Mandiant really focuses on proactively helping companies understand where they are. So we look at their maturity across a number of different domains that make up cybersecurity. So we look at their governance structures. We look at their, security architecture. Look at how they manage their data, data protection controls. We look at everything from the organization, their security awareness, how aware is their culture? How do they deal with third parties? And this is a really critical thing that we've seen a lot of. But a lot of times it's not enough to have your own environment secured. It's everyone you do business with is also, they can be the weakest link, right? So in the modern day environment, most businesses, if we look 10 years ago, they did things themselves. If they had to set up a, website or a server or they needed certain applications, they would do that internally. More and more and more, they outsource, right? You outsource your email. You might use Gmail, for example. You might use Google Email. You might use Outlook, Microsoft's solution, which is hosted in Microsoft's cloud, let's say. You might rely on certain providers to provide certain data to you, right? So these are all connected with your organization. And understanding how your vendors are doing security is as critical as how you're doing security. So we look at the overall maturity of a company's security model, and then we'll help to build kind of a future state model that really shows where they should be in terms of maturity and then build that roadmap, like a 1 to 2, 3 year plan for identifying what are the critical components that they need to address to make sure they're mature enough as an organization.
What would you say are some of the top critical components that are required in order for these companies to understand the impact of cybersecurity? Like, what would you say are some of the top steps that need to be taken by many of the corporations out there who are concerned about this threat?
For sure. That's a good question. I think a lot of it starts with the leadership of the company. I think it's important for executives to be really aware of what the threats are. And I think it's very easy for companies to think that, we're a retailer. Who's going to target us, right? Or we're a nonprofit, who will target us? Or, you don't think of the whole picture. So I think it's really important to step back and to think, threat intelligence is really critical. Knowing who your adversaries are and knowing what the potential risk scenarios can be is really the first step. And treating cybersecurity as no longer an IT challenge or an IT risk, but an enterprise-level risk is where it has to start. Because really, where we are today, it's no different than a legal risk or another risk. Like, this cybersecurity can affect the entire business. It can affect how you operate. It can affect your, you know, everything. So, and you mentioned before in the conference you attended at U of T, you know, EMP and different cyber war kind of considerations. I think just recently there was an article around the U.S.'s program that they or secret plan they had in place that if the negotiations with Iran did not succeed, they had an entire basically attack plan where they could have quickly ramped up and taken off Iran's power grid, Iran's nuclear capabilities, their internet, whatnot, right? So in the battlefield, cybersecurity is more and more becoming the next frontier. And how you deal with that is challenging, right? Because I think just as corporations, governments are not ready yet. Or they're getting there, but they're not fully aware of all the risks. And I think being able to, like I said, understand what your risks are, understand the attackers, understand what they're after, what the motivations might be, it allows you to start building the protections that you need to protect yourself. And it starts at the top, at the executive level, but it also goes throughout the organization, right? Because every user, every person in the government, in the company could be attacked. So it's important that they are aware. And then the board really will drive a lot of this too, because the board of directors will be the ones to approve, you know, plans for spending and additional capital expenditures, operating expenditures that are required to get you to that position.
I had an interview that I did with Inspector Shauna Coxon a while ago, and she discussed the different ways of policing cybersecurity. One of the issues pertaining to cybersecurity is actually a point that you addressed, and when you mentioned that it's so difficult to get these people to determine who caused this attack to happen. If you're in Canada and the attack happens as a result of someone hacking your system from Europe, what do you do? And Inspector Shauna Coxon mentioned that what she's been doing is she's been working closely with scholars, academics, and the conference that was held at the Mackenzie Institute offered a lot of the guests and the students and the professionals interested in cybersecurity with a chance to see different perspectives. Oftentimes, it's useful for academic scholars, government officials, and cybersecurity experts to work closely together in order to determine different strategies that can be implemented in order to at least assist in the mitigation of the risk. In your opinion, what do you think should happen in order to perhaps strengthen the knowledge of cybersecurity and the risks of cyber attacks happening? Should more people become actively involved in perhaps attending conferences, roundtables, events? Because I think it's one of these problems that's out there that people hear of, but they don't necessarily take the initiative to, you know, read articles about cybersecurity or to ask questions until it's too late.
Right. I think you raised some great points there, because you mentioned about, you know, it's very difficult to understand who the attacker was. And I think attribution is more and more, you know, it's a critical component, but it's extremely challenging, because you can have attackers in, like you said, different jurisdictions that have different laws and whatnot. So that was a great point. And I think especially the risks can be, you know, it can be your data, can be your critical data, and a lot of that can be very, very bad to lose. But as you move into other scenarios, you look at what's the risk to the power grid, what's the risk to critical infrastructure across the board, nuclear facilities, right? These are all things that have profound impacts to everyone, potentially, right? And they could be leveraged during a war. Just recently with the Ukraine, there was a scenario where there was the event where part of the Ukrainian power grid went down due to a hacking attack. And it is thought that potentially that was backed by a Russian group as part of the ongoing conflict there. As the conflict, you know, continues to go on in Syria, there's a lot of different cyber attackers at play to kind of get, you know, information on where different attackers are, different groups are as well. But in terms of awareness, I think the last few years has seen a lot of high-profile events in the general media as well. So you've seen a lot of major attacks such as the Sony attack, which everyone heard about, and a lot of people can understand more clearly. Because a lot of this, you know, back in the old days, you would read it, and the average person would say, okay, this is something IT, I don't really care, or I don't really understand it, so what does it matter to me? But to see actual individuals' information compromised, and to understand how you can protect your own information, I think that awareness now is there. So I think that's a really good thing, and I think over the next few years, it's only going to, you know, increase. And I think there's a lot of resources out there. So either whether it is a conference or whether it is, there's tons of online information that you can get, you know, more aware and understand more about the risks.